Before we begin, you have to take precautions in a programme of this nature. And later tonight, I'm going to be meeting Kate Bush. Is Kate Bush here yet? Will you welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Kate Bush? I want you to take an oath for me, Kate. You, Kate Bush, singer of this parish, do hereby solemnly swear that you will not hit, kiss, bite, nor otherwise physically molest the body of Mr. Harty for the next 30 minutes. Do you agree?
Maybe.
You do?
Maybe.
You take an oath?
Okay.
We'll see you later, shall we?
Yeah, I'll see you later.
See you later, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now then, you can't be too careful, as I say. That's the harmless Kate Bush. She'll be coming back to us later in the programme. That was Fenby, played by Christopher Gable, and Delius and his wife Yelko, played by Max Adrian and Maureen Pryor, both now sadly dead, in Ken Russell's memorable BBC 1968 omnibus film. Eric Fenby, the real Eric Fenby, is now 74. He survived that first startling encounter with Delius and for the next 6 years became the composer's eyes and hands. Miss Kate Bush, she saw the omnibus Delius all those years ago in 1968, the one we've been looking at, and recently, by the slow process of time, turned her idea into one of her own characteristic song fantasies. Here it is. It's called Delius' Song of Summer. Ladies and gentlemen, Kate Bush. Why did you see the? You did see the 1968 omnibus film.
Yes.
It stayed with you in your head.
Yes, that was what was responsible, really, for inspiring the song and me getting into his music as well.
You listened to him?
Yes, I have, but really only in the last year. Mm. And I can't understand why I didn't listen before. It's so beautiful.
But you mention Eric Fenby's name in your song.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether you heard that, Dr. Fenby, but you are up there with the greats, kid, at the moment.
Well, that's
What's the actual line, Kate?
It says, in B,
Fenby. Oh, in B.
In B, Fenby, it B. says, in B.
B. In the key of B.
Oh, in the key of B.
The B key, not Z,
oh,
but
no,
the B.
Yeah.
What do you think Frederick Delius would have thought if he'd seen that Kate Bush display that we just witnessed?
Well, Delius was a great individualist, and I think he would have applauded you for at least doing your thing your own way, because he hated copyists, whether it was in music or anything else. And I think he would have accepted that as a very gracious tribute.
But it is quite a gracious tribute.
It is. I think so. Yes.
You do push your targets, Kate. That you push your targets fairly up market, don't you? And we've had, haven't we, been into Bronte land? Haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Was it Kathleen Heathcliff? Yes, of course it was. And now we're into Delius. Where is the arrow of your powerful intellect going to fall next, I wonder?
Well, I think the key is emotion. Julian said it just a moment ago. The thing about Delius's music is it's so emotional.
It is.
I mean, really, that is what art is. Art is pure emotion. And so anyone that is full of it will attract me, obviously, because I'm looking for the same thing. I'm tuning into the same thing.
Right.
Delius.
But there was only one Delius, wasn't there?
Only one. Yeah.
Did he like? He quite liked popular music, though, because in the film, in Ken Ross's film, do you remember? There is one evening at the wind-up gramophone. Yes. He says, "Put on Old Man River."
Yes. And well, that reminded him of his time on a Florida plantation.
Yeah.
When he was about 22, went out from England to avoid joining the family woolen business.
Anything to keep out of
that. Anything to keep
out of. Kate's kept out of her family business.
Yes.
Have you kept out of yours?
Oh, not at all. I'm afraid not.
You're right in it. I'm out of mine. You're out of yours. She's out of hers. At least three of us together.
Yeah.
Sorry to keep you out of this. Thank you, all three of you, however, for joining me. Say thank you to